In our first segment today, a couple of political questions. When a new charter school is up for approval, who should have the final say, state government or local government? Also, suppose somebody wants to bring a gun to his or her workplace and then keep that gun in the trunk of a car. Should the employer have a say? Can business owners ban employees from taking guns to work? The Tennessee State Legislature will face those questions this year, and in this segment, Chaz Sisk joins us to talk about those issues and other political battles brewing in 2013. Sisk is a political reporter for The Tennessean. That's a newspaper based in Nashville. Recently, Sisk wrote an article about upcoming key legislative issues. I spoke to him on the phone. Here's our conversation. One of the big things I think we're going to be talking about in 2012, gun control, that's a huge issue. And here in Tennessee, a few years ago, it was guns in bars. Now it sounds like it's going to be guns in trunks. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, a big issue here at the Capitol for the last few years has been whether employers should be required to let their workers bring their guns to work, provided they leave them in the trunks there. That's a pretty explosive story and a pretty explosive issue for a lot of people. There was a lawmaker here in Middle Tennessee who lost her position in the August primary over this issue. And then, of course, you've got the shooting in Connecticut, which complicates it. Both sides are really kind of pointing to that as an argument either for or against allowing more firearms in workplace parking lots.
How soon do you think the legislature will get around to actually voting on any legislation about it?
You know, that's hard to say. Some of the leadership would like to dispatch it quickly, but an issue this complicated, it's tough for them to come to an agreement early. Unless somebody can really push a plan through pretty quickly, I think you're looking at something that's going to hang over the whole session until April, maybe into May, if they go that long.
And one of the stories that comes up every year is the idea of people being allowed to buy wine in grocery stores, letting grocery stores sell wine alongside beer. What do you think is going to be different this year in that particular issue?
Well, it's hard to say what's going to be different. I think hope springs eternal for the advocates of wine in grocery stores. You know, they say they got a new plan that they think could get some traction, which would allow make it a local option where, just like you vote on liquor by the drink in your community, you'd vote on whether to have wine in grocery stores. The liquor stores aren't any happier with that than they were with any of the previous proposals. So it's going to be the same sort of, I think, legislative fight here that it's been in past years.
And I've heard the liquor lobby is pretty powerful up there. What is your take on that?
Yeah, they certainly are a pretty powerful group up here. You know, they're politically engaged. They know the lawmakers personally in a lot of cases. They give to their campaigns. You know, they've got the ear of lawmakers. They've made the case that they went into business under a certain set of rules, and it'd be unfair to them to change those rules since they are a very regulated industry. And a lot of lawmakers are sympathetic to that argument.
Of course, health care is a big issue right now with the passage of Obamacare. What do you think is going to happen with Governor Haslam and health care?
You know, it's hard to predict where the governor is going to go on this. There are a lot of interests involved on the health care issue. And there's a lot of money involved. You know, the hospitals and the medical groups are very eager for him to expand 10 care, mainly because they'll lose a lot of the funding that they get currently for treating the poor. You know, it's a pretty big financial issue for them. On the other side, you've got a lot of political pressure on him from within his party to reject expansion of 10 care, simply because a lot of these Republicans don't want Tennessee to participate in Obamacare in any way, shape, or form, and that includes expanding the programs.
What if the federal government actually funds some of these programs? Do you think that's going to change any of the lawmakers' minds on this?
Well, they certainly are going to fund 10 care expansion. At least the law says that through 2020, they're going to fund 90% or more of the cost of expanding the program. But you know, lawmakers are pretty Republican lawmakers especially are pretty suspicious of Washington and any promises they make. So that doesn't change their thinking at all. They're going to resist expansion even if it's 100% funded by the government, by the federal government.
What do you think some of the key issues are going to be in education with the state legislature?
Well, I think one of the big issues is going to be who decides whether a charter is approved. There is an appeals process in Tennessee, and where if a local board rejects a charter school application, the charter can go to the state. I don't know how much your listeners there in Chattanooga have followed it, but there was a huge controversy here in Nashville when the Metro School Board essentially defied the state on the issue, and a charter that had been approved by the state on appeal just simply withdrew and went back to Arizona where they were based because they couldn't get through Metro. So there's going to be some sort of legislation to resolve that, probably by giving the state more power to make the final call on charters. Another issue is going to be vouchers. You know, there's been a lot of interest in vouchers in Tennessee among Republicans for several years. They've got huge numbers in the legislature, but it looks like they really haven't come to an agreement quite yet.
What are some of the other key issues you think are going to come up this year?
Oh, gosh, let's see. You know, we did a review of this fairly recently. I think some of the other things that will come up are campaign finance. There are people on both sides of the aisle who say that campaign finance limits just don't work. And in light of a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision in Montana that really called into question campaign finance limits, you might see a push to scale them back or to even remove the limits completely on how much people can give to campaigns.
And Chaz Sisk, you write for the Tennessean. I know you'll be writing about these issues in the paper. People can read you there. You're also active on Twitter. How can people find you on Twitter?
I'm Chaz Sisk, at Chaz Sisk. Just first and last name together, C-H-A-S-S-I-S-K.
Thank you very much.
No, it's nice talking to you. Thanks a lot.